A little publicized bill affecting special education was passed at the end of the New York State legislative session. As WRVO's Catherine Loper reports, school officials are worried about the precedent it might set.
Both the Senate and Assembly passed a bill that would require the home life and family background of special education students be considered by school officials deciding where to place them. Currently, if a public school district can't meet the needs of a special education student, taxpayers end up covering the cost of private school for the child. Special ed students' needs would now include religious and cultural concerns. Orthodox Jewish and Catholic groups support the bill, saying that children from some backgrounds are not prepared to function in secular schools. Opponents of the legislation say it is too broad. The head of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, agrees.
That opens up, in our mind, a whole can of worms. And how do you define home life considerations, cultural aspects, pretty vaguely defined in this legislation?
Creamer says the bill creates administrative and legal concerns for school districts and could lead to unforeseen consequences.
In our mind, this is really opening up the idea of a voucher system here in New York for the first time.
Governor Andrew Cuomo still must sign the bill for it to go into effect. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.